So Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Two clicks per beat at 30. So 15 beats per minute. One. And. Two. And. Three. And. Four. Wait. And. Here we go. One. And. Two. Thank you. two, wait, three, and now we're ready for four, and then one, get a long time here, two, three, four, and now we gotta rest for two beats. One, two. Two beats rest. Wait, don't play anything. That's one, two, and now here's the A. Four, here's one. That was one. Two. Three. Four. C, and now A, two, three, four, rest for two beats. No, I'm just playing the chord because I'm playing the chord, but here comes beat three. Three, four, one. One, two, three, four. You got two beats of nothing. I'm gonna play the chord. And here it comes. Three, four, one, two. In a way, that was... All right, I shouldn't put words in your mouth. How did it feel? Was it fun, excruciatingly painful, or somewhere in between?
Well, it seemed really long.
It was really long, yeah.
Yeah, you know...
It took 13 minutes to get through the tune, you know.
Yeah, at that pace.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's just... There's some element of discipline that's necessary to play it like that, and this is why students don't do it. They're not going to sit around and wait for, you know, 5 minutes just for a whole note to go by. But what it does, I would hope that this points out is to zero in and really get the pitches down for all the sections. So now, and when you go back and read it, commit to a tempo. Notice we weren't going back and correcting anything. Occasionally you corrected yourself, but
yeah.
But once we kept it. So, and you've never done that with this tune. You've never done that with any tune of this length before, to play the whole thing in perfect time without stopping. I didn't say with perfect pitches, because we're bound to make mistakes. One, you know, a couple of notes are going to be wrong here and there. That happens all the time, you know, at virtually any level. Even a classical musician, you know, the first time they read through it, they're not going to get everything perfect. Then they practice and practice and practice, and they do the exact same process, the same exact thing we're doing. It may feel excruciatingly slow right now, but the process is there. They A, zero in on the hard spots. They B, slow it way down until they can play it perfectly, and then gradually increase it until they get it up to tempo, and then go back and play the whole thing, the same process that we just did. And now that you're at 15 beats per minute, my guess is, like I was saying, it's a lot easier to get from 15 to 120 than it is to get from 0 to 15. I'll bet you $1 million, if you have the patience for it today, we could do it today. If not, we'll do it some other day. That we could put it on, like, let's say 25 or even 30, and you would be able to play the whole thing through. Because now you'll understand. You got the mechanics. You got the pieces, how it works. It's kind of like I don't know, like a brain puzzle or something, and you can't figure out, and you have like, let's, I don't know if this analogy is really going to work, but say you're given like four or five brain puzzles to take home, and if you can solve them, then, you know, you get them, you know, $1,000 or something, right? And so you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, and then all of a sudden your friend shows you like a major hint on how to solve the first one, and you solve it in like a half an hour. And guess what? The next day, you're able to solve 2, 3, and 4 just like that. Because now you understand how to think. This is what we're talking about. All right? So if you have the patience, we could try it right now at a higher tempo, like 25 or something. How does that strike you? Awesome. Glad to hear you're up for it.